Do you mind? Some of us are trying to get some sleep here. It's like you have no regard for what time it is. There's no reason for you to be up at this hour. You know our owner has an early day tomorrow, so just close your eyes and fall back to sleep or something. It'll be morning before you know it, and then you'll be able to take care of yourself however you need. You're still moving, puppy. You're not going to be able to fall asleep if you insist on moving. And then I won't be able to go back to sleep, and our real issues will begin. That is, if I don't get my 8 hours of beauty sleep every night. It's starting to look more like 7 tonight with how you're whining, rubbing yourself against God knows what. You should really stop yourself. Try to have a little bit of self-control. Don't you want to go to sleep? God, I forgot how you smell when you get like this. Wetness grows between your thighs as you feel your heat starting to set in. Should have known what was bringing it on, considering you weren't even aware you were fucking yourself against the sheets. Just making pitiful little noises as you pathetically try to find some release. Are you as desperate as you smell, pup? Let me guess. You lost track of what day of the month it was and ended up starting your heat and your sleep. You do this to me every single month, Mutt. Were you even keeping track this time, or was that another lie? I don't believe you, puppy. If you were actually keeping track of it this time, then you would have gone to sleep with something inside you. We both know that when you're in heat, the feeling you hate the most is being empty. Your instincts are screaming at you to be bred as you feel your own slick trail down your inner thighs. Getting more desperate as you rock yourself against the bed. Thinking that's really going to do something, like you're going to be able to get off. I thought our owner trained you better than that, pup. Sweat beading on your forehead as you furiously grind against the sheets, trying to get some sort of friction. But we both know that that's not going to be enough. The only thing that can take the edge off drain heat is something filling you up, right? You're lucky I like you, pup. Come here. Don't look at me like that. I'm being serious. I'm never going to be able to fall back to sleep with you in this state. If I don't take care of you now, things are only going to get much worse for the both of us. You need some kitty cum inside your naughty pup hole. The only thing that is going to help a mutt like you fall back to sleep. If I keep ignoring it, you're just going to keep suffering, aren't you? You'll be spending the rest of the night like this. Listening to you moan as you try to come, but ultimately failing. We both know that you need to be filled, puppy. Why deny yourself any longer? Come and get what you really want. Oh, there you are. That's it, pup. Make yourself nice and comfortable, just like that. Look at you. Pupils blown wide as you feel the barbs along my shaft fit so perfectly against me. Can't help but moan the sigh of relief at the skin-to-skin contact. You need my cock, don't you, puppy? Good pup. God damn, puppy. Do you know how wet you are? Hold so loose around me as I slide inside. So fucking wet. Practically drowning in it, pup. Must have been edging yourself for an hour in your sleep at this rate. Unable to get off because you need something inside you. That's the curse of being a puppy, isn't it? That no matter what happens, you can't come without being filled. Doesn't matter if it's our owner's strap, my cock, some other bitch's knot. The only way a mutt like you can come is when you're filled. Especially when you're in heat. Your instinct screaming at you to get bread. It's really the only thing you're good for in this state. Not like you're capable of much else besides taking my cock. Just look at you. Already moaning as you feel me thrust in and out. Lewd squelching fills the air as you start to rock yourself against me. Not wasting any time. It's pathetic how easily you fall apart. I barely have to touch you. Just have to shove my cock inside and let your instincts do the rest. Do you have any idea how good that feels? Oh, yeah. I can tell you're really clueless. I guess I should know better than to ask questions when you get like this. Submitting to your instincts as your pleasure begins to grow. You're finally getting what you want, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Listen to you. That's it, puppy. That's what I like to hear. You're doing so well for me. Just remember to keep your voice down. You don't want to wake our owner now, do you? I don't think she would take too kindly to seeing us like this. You're all leaking all over my cock as I fuck into you. We both could get in trouble for this. I'm just trying to be a good friend, trying to help you out. So you're going to keep your voice down so that you can keep feeling good, aren't you? Yeah, that's right. Clenching around me to show how well you can take it. You feel so amazing. Don't stop. You're a good puppy. You know your place underneath me, don't you? Oh, yeah. Not going to risk getting too loud now that you finally have what you want. Can feel the edge of your own need being taken off as my cock fucks into you. Oh, right there. Oh, dripping onto the floor beneath us. You can't help but let out another sound. burying your face in my neck. Like that's actually going to be able to do something. At least you'll be able to gag yourself by biting into my shoulder, right? Oh, go on. Mark me, puppy. Show everyone I'm yours as you take my pretty cock. Barbed shaft massaging your inner walls as you get lost in a haze of pleasure. Teeth sinking into my flesh. Oh, yeah. That's it, puppy. You feel so fucking good, taking me so well. Yeah, make as much noise as you need, as long as it's into my skin. Wouldn't want to wake our owner up. Don't want her to see us like this. Then we would both get in trouble. That would mean I would have to stop fucking you. You don't want my cock leaving you until you're bursting with my cum, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen to you. So good for me, puppy. That's it. Keep taking me, just like you were taught to. Such a well-trained mutt. Showing off so perfectly for me. Can't help how your hips rock against me, pushing you closer to the edge. It just feels so good. You're just a dumb little pup and you don't know any better. Blindly following whatever makes you feel best. You're so precious, pup. Yes, you are. Take me so well. Panting as you clench around. You feel the drag of the barbs refusing to let go. Every thrust inside you pushes you a bit closer to the edge. Every thrust out makes you beg for more. It's okay. It's all right, puppy. You don't know what you need. You're too far gone to your own heat. That's why I'm here. I've got you, pup. Yes, I do. I'll take care of you. I'm right here. You don't gotta worry about a thing. Not while I'm around. Just focus on how good my cock is making you feel. Stretching your pretty hole out. You feel so good wrapped around me, puppy. Whole eagerly swallowing everything I give you. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could watch this all fucking day. Giddy is going to give you that cum you're so desperate for. The only thing that's going to make you feel any sort of better is being bred, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, a bit of kitty's come to take the edge off and let you drift back to sleep. Desperately rocking yourself against your own sheets for God knows how long. You are never going to get the kind of relief that you need. Not that way, at least. What you need is a hard cock fucking your hole. This is the only thing that makes you feel good, isn't it? Just listen to you. Such a good fucking mutt. Look so pretty split open on me. Wish I could keep you like this all night long. On edge, desperate to come. Eager for my load. Just look at you. Rocking yourself against me without any shame. Do you hear how pathetic you sound? So fucking desperate as you get closer to your own release. Only thing on your mind is getting my cum inside you and breeding this hole of yours, right? Oh, fuck right there. Oh, that's right, puppy. Keep your voice low. Line into my shoulder as you leave another mark. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you feel so fucking good. Don't stop. I'm so close. So close to giving you what you need. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You're not giving me a shot of backing out, are you? You need my cum that badly, huh? Oh, listen to you. Such a pathetic little pup. You're being so good, doing exactly what you're told. Your pleasure grows with every second that passes. You just can't help yourself. Oh, it feels so good. I want you to get to the edge with me. You can do it. I'm almost there, and I want you right there with me. Going to show me how good you can be and let go at the same time, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's fucking right. So good. Taking me so deeply. Oh, almost there, puppy. Almost there. You're so tight. Oh, I need to come inside you. I need to let go. Be good for me. Come with me. Let go and come. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's right. Just breathe for me, puppy. You feel better with a fresh load, don't you? Then that means you weren't overreacting to a wet dream or something. I'm sure our owner is going to be thrilled to hear about this in the morning. She always gets upset when you do this, because then it means I have to take care of you. She already knows I'm not going to let you suffer as you sink further into your heat. I always do whatever is in my power to take care of you. And despite not wanting to, she is going to have to punish us because we technically broke a rule. But if it means taking care of you, I'm always going to do it. You know that, puppy. You're my best friend in the entire world. I would do anything for you, if that wasn't obvious from the fact that I'm softening inside you. I know it's not as good as the knot that our owner has, but it takes the edge off, doesn't it? Plus, you're not really complaining about the barbs. Instead, you're rocking your hips from side to side, biting back breathy little noises. Just can't help how wet you get when you're in heat. Every little thing turns you on. The barbs feel good brushing inside you, don't they? Flustering because you're being called out on? It's okay, puppy. You can stay like this. When our owner wakes up in the morning, she's going to see the evidence of what we did. There's no hiding it. Plus, you've stunk up the entire room with your heat. You were practically drowning in your own need before I got to you. Considering your sorry state, this might be the only way you can get any rest tonight. It's not like you have something to keep yourself full, do you? Figures. You never track these things, and then we always end up in this position. Every month, without fail. You manage to get us in trouble, don't you? Of course, I'm going to help you out. I don't know how many times I have to say this, but you're my best friend, puppy. I can't just sit there and listen to you suffer. If there's something I can do about it, then I'm going to. That's how we end up like this, isn't it? Now, if only you would use that brain of yours for something other than sex. I guess asking for that when you're like this isn't fair of me. You can't help yourself right now. Your body is already prepared for another round, despite the fact that you're closing your eyes. So tired, but so horny. Poor little thing. Don't fight it, pup. I know it's going to be hard. You want to take another load already, but I think you should enjoy this feeling while you can. It's better to rest for now. You've earned it after taking my load so perfectly. You're so good for me. Yes, you are. Just looking at you was enough to make my heart skip a beat. It's all right, puppy. It's all okay. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. My cock is going to stay inside you. Don't have to worry about being all uncomfy and empty. No. I've got you, pup. I wouldn't do this for anyone but you. That's how much I care about you. Dumb pup. I don't know what I would do without you.